Today, we kick off a special series called Two Indias, Near and Far, about a deepening connection between the Seattle area and India. Washington has the fastest-growing population of Asian Indians in the U.S., and in Redmond, 1 in 10 residents is from India. KUOW reporter Liz Jones recently traveled to South India to report on immigration trends that are shaping life in both places. In our first story, we take a look at the rise of Hyderabad, India. It's a tech boomtown that's practically a sister city to Seattle. But as Liz Jones reports, the rise of tech there is also causing growing pains.
I'm here standing next to a highway outside of Hyderabad, India, on the road leading out to the airport. It's a fairly new road, smooth, well-paved, and right along the side of the road are huge ancient boulders, some of these like 3-4 stories high. And off in the distance, you can see Hyderabad growing and sprawling out into the outskirts of town.
As you see this road that goes sort of snaking down, this was not here 5 years ago.
Jui Ahmed's a marketing manager at Microsoft's Hyderabad campus. Outside her office window, you can spot construction cranes in every direction.
It's amazing the spurt of growth in this corridor that's occurred in the last 8 or 9 years.
How much do you think Microsoft is responsible for that?
Well, I mean, Microsoft's presence in Hyderabad and in India, for that matter, is obviously noticed by many, and people are very aware of our existence in this country and the work that we do. Certainly in Hyderabad, we're seen as one of the thought leaders.
Microsoft, in fact, was one of the early pioneers that helped put Hyderabad on the global tech map. The company expanded here in 1998. Many others followed, including Amazon, Google,
Deloitte, Tata Consultancy Services, Wipro.
It's a boomtown, and a city full of workers, from software engineers to bricklayers, have flocked here to be a part of it. This new growth is concentrated just a few miles from the old, traditional part of Hyderabad, in a new suburb called Cyberabad. And here, developers are literally carving away at an ancient landscape.
As big as a house?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, look at that. Oh, my gosh.
So that's why I brought you here. You know, they used to call it the Mushroom Rock and, you know.
This is Aparna Rayapral. We're walking near a lake surrounded by huge billion-year-old boulder fields.
Anything they build in Hyderabad, they have to blast the rocks. That's the expression. A lot of blasting occurred. This entire high-tech city is built because of this kind of blasting, you know?
Rayapral's a sociologist at the nearby University of Hyderabad. Part of her work looks at the transformation of this city where she grew up. On our walk, you can clearly see where new meets old, where glass towers butt up against formations of balancing rocks. Some are protected as natural heritage sites.
So that's the road, which is bang in the middle of rocks.
Looking out at Cyberabad, Rayapral remembers how it was mostly just a vision in the 1990s. Local politicians wanted to create an international tech hub here to bring jobs, investment, and growth. It arrived like a monsoon. Later, as our taxi crawls through traffic, motorcycles and three-wheeled auto rickshaws weave past us. It makes Seattle's rush hour traffic look like a cakewalk.
It's clogged.
So just 8 years ago, was this traffic here?
No, absolutely. I used to take 10 minutes to get here, and there was a road just 10 minutes.
Granted, many of these people are commuting to jobs that didn't exist here until recently. But Rayapral questions,
are we doing things the right way?
We drive by shacks covered with blue plastic tarps. That's where construction workers live while jobs are underway. Pedestrians walk in the streets because sidewalks and public transit are both scarce. Like any boomtown, it's got growing pains. And in the race to build, Rayapral faults officials for short-sighted urban planning that focuses too much on the business class.
So they will, of course, say that it's created the job, the development, this is what Hyderabad is about. Yeah, it's good, but is it really trickling down? I don't think it is completely, you know.
Recent World Bank data supports Rayapral's observations. Last year in India's urban areas, the gap between rich and poor reached an all-time high. About an hour outside of Hyderabad, huge pyramids of red bricks border the road. Workers toss them into trucks with scarves tied around their faces to block the dust. These workers and those who make the bricks are a linchpin of Hyderabad's construction boom. Because if you were to peel back the shiny, high-tech facades on many buildings, you'd find a layer of brick and mortar underneath.
This is a kitchen. This is a bedroom inside.
A labor organizer named Ashela Krishna leads me into one of the workers' huts on this property where bricks are made. Most of the brick workers are migrant laborers from the lowest caste of India's society. They're called scheduled caste, or Dalits. Krishna works with a non-profit that tries to improve their wages and conditions.
What's your name?
Pushpa Benia.
Pushpa Benia. His name is Pushpa Benia.
We sit on a small bed next to the campfire where they cook. Benia's 8-year-old daughter hangs laundry outside, in bare feet, next to a muddy walkway littered with trash. The girl's not in school because she doesn't speak the local language. They're one of the only migrant families around because it's monsoon season and the brickwork is on hold.
She wants to stay here her entire life. It's depending on the owner.
She says she wants to stay because even though living conditions here are meager, it's better than her home village. Benia's wages fall far below the government-set minimum. And sure, she'd like more money, but she offers few other complaints about the job. That could be true, or she may just be holding back, because a foreman is nosing around outside her hut while we talk. At many local brick kilns, Krishna says he often witnesses problems with exploitation, child workers, and bonded labor. And these red bricks they make, he calls them blood bricks. As we leave the hut, a group of 6 men in slacks and white shirts approach. One is the kiln owner. We ask for an interview.
He's walking away. It looks like he doesn't want to talk to us.
After some tense back and forth, the owner relaxes. I ask him, how's business? Krishna translates.
Lot of boom is there in Hyderabad. Lot of American companies and British companies are there. Amazon, Google.
Microsoft.
Every big companies are there.
Then I ask if he pays his workers minimum wage.
Actually, it's depending on the season, and it's depending on the boom of outside city. It's depending on the boom.
The answer? It depends. If development is booming in Hyderabad, he says, then workers can make more money.
My native place. Agriculture.
This owner is banking on the boom too. Due to drought, he switched gears from rice and tobacco farming to the brick kiln.
Scarcity for water.
Rain is scarce, he says, but there's a downpour of tech. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.